Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, federally insured by NCUA, by Buffalo Wild Wings, Beer, Sports, and by Katzeff Brothers. We remind you to drink responsibly.
Welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Coming up next, we'll hear from head coach Ken Niumatalolo as the Mids get set to take on the Rainbow Warriors of Hawaii. 11 o'clock Eastern Time kickoff on Saturday night out in Hawaii. For those of you heading out to Hawaii, that's a local 5 o'clock kickoff. We'll hear from offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper and defensive coordinator Dale Pearson as well. All that and more coming up next as we come to you from the Denver Airport. A little layover action of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we help our members execute missions every day, like Operation...
Get a car loan decision in less time than it takes to research SUVs, with enough seating for the entire baseball team. Because we're carpooling all the way to the championship this year.
Car loan decisions in 5 minutes or less from Navy Federal. Apply today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the Armed Forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA.
Hey, remember last year when you waited until the last minute to book your fantasy draft party? And you had to use the party room at that place that does children's birthday parties? And there was no Wi-Fi or beer. And the only trading that happened was you trading a long snake of perforated tickets for a neon snap bracelet. Well, this year can be different. Book your fantasy football draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis and get wings, Wi-Fi, and beer. Plus, while supplies last, get a draft kit on us.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport. What premium service is about.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank and your grandfather drank.
When I was your age, we were...
This is the Pepsi that your Uncle Ted drank when rock sounded like this. This is the Pepsi for American pastimes. Whether you're tailgating at a speedway or courtside watching your favorite player make a breakaway,
he scores!
This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
The Naval Academy Athletic Association expects to win at everything they do. Join the Blue and Gold today, and your contribution will help enable our midshipmen to pursue the highest goals possible as members of our varsity or junior varsity teams. For more information, call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or log on to NavySports.com.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set to take that long ride to Hawaii with head coach Ken Niumatalolo. I know the spring practice period allows you to do some of this, but how do you fairly evaluate literally over 100, 150 guys out here at times, and then make sure the guys that are really going to, you know, start going forward here get the kind of reps that they need? What is that process like to sift through that many players to get to where you're trying to go?
That's a great question, Pete. We actually probably a lot of inner squad scrimmages, you know, as much as the inside. And then we just looked at some of our young freshman guys just in our early practices, guys that might have shots, you know, to help compete or be in spots. There's some spots we realized it would be really, really hard for a young guy to break into because the depth. But we also recognize there's some positions, hey, there might be a young guy who could get into the mix. And so those were the factors. We had a huge evaluation post-spring, looked at the positions we needed help, try to look at the guys, incoming guys, guys that we didn't need help at, positions we didn't need help at, probably guys didn't get as fair of evaluation. You know, maybe they could have helped us in certain positions, but we just felt good at certain positions. And it's like you said, Pete, there's not enough reps in a day. We'd have to practice 9 hours a day to get, you know, everybody reps. And so we just have to make some tough decisions post-spring ball, where we're going to look at from newcomers and where we're not going to look for help from newcomers.
Your thoughts on the Malcolm Perry in terms of the position even going into game one here?
I think the great thing is, you know, he's been being coached by the best coach, and Coach Jasper. And so he's had all of spring, you know, all of camp to learn the offense better. And I think that's the thing that he's going to definitely help him be a much better quarterback, just a better grasp of what we do and in the passing game. You know, the other stuff that he does comes naturally. I mean, there were no drills that Coach O'Rourke did at ABAC that made him cut like that. Those were God-given abilities. So he's definitely gotten better. His knowledge of the offense has improved. His passing mechanics and progression and thought process as a passer has gotten better. So he's definitely got better. Is he, you know, arrived? No, he's got a long ways to go. But
when you see a kid like Zach Abey who's willing for, you know, the goodness of the team to be unselfish and go out to another position, not only go out to that position, but play better than everybody else. What does that say about the character of a kid in your program that's willing to do what he did now to go out and start a wide receiver?
Well, to me, Zach Abey epitomizes who we are. Selfless, humble, tough as crap. I mean, the kid, I mean, he's a tough, tough kid. And here's a guy that rushed for nearly 1,500 yards. I mean, how many, Napoleon McCallum has rushed for more than him. I mean, it's remarkable what he did. And we asked him to move, and he did it, you know, without any backlash or anything, just a great kid. But when you meet his parents, you recognize, you know, he comes from a great family that have raised him well, and he's such a good kid. I ran out of adjectives to describe how of a team player, you know, Zach Abey's been.
How big of an advantage to have seen what your alma mater has on film, at least in a game situation playing last week?
Well, I think, you know, there are pros and cons. The con sometimes is they've got a game, and people talk about your biggest gains are first or second game. And so, you know, that would definitely help them. But it's kind of get a little bit of sense of what they like to do, who their quarterback back is, some of the personnel, their young team. So you kind of get to see who they are. Defensively, their defense for offense, we kind of get to see personnel-wise, what they do option-wise. You know, we'll just kind of go off Coach Platoon's background and places he's been to try to prepare for that. You kind of see just a little bit of who they are. They're trying to be as a football team in their character.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Thank you.
Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo. Coming up, Ivan Jasper, Navy Radio Network.
Welcome back to Navy Sports Magazine. Time now to talk with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. Is it fair to expect your quarterback to have advanced from the flash he showed you over three games last year at the position without having played a game? Is it possible that he has improved from that time heading into game one of this 2018 season?
It's definitely possible, and I expect to see that. We've given him a lot this camp, making sure that he's prepared to play. But obviously, at the same time, you know, my goal is always to make sure that the backup is just as prepared to play. So we're trying to focus on both those guys. But again, Michael's come a long way. His deal is just has to relax. Everything is on the edge with him. He runs 90 miles an hour. He thinks 90 miles an hour. So he has to learn to slow one of those down. The running part, I'm fine. Keep running 90 miles per hour. But the thinking part, he just rushes a lot. So our goal is to go into the game with a simple game plan.
You all put him in those situations out here on the practice field. I mean, you're not like the NFL. You don't get preseason games to sort all this stuff out. But, you know, is it just a matter of each rep that he takes, he's going to get better and better as the season goes on?
Practice is huge in practice. Getting those reps in practice, being able to see those same looks. But honestly, I think it's the game that's on his mind. I think getting in the game, getting on the field, seeing someone else cross the line of scrimmage, your opponent, seeing what they're doing, then I think he'll relax. Once he sees what they're doing on defense, obviously, and hopefully what we've talked about over this past month, he'll be able to relax. Okay, I've seen this, I'm ready to play, now let me relax.
A guy that changes position, and you guys have had in your time here that have changed positions at some point, some meander through the depth chart, some play at their new position. Mm-hmm. To see what Zach Abey has done, taking the bull by the horns, going out the wide receiver, not only playing, but ascending to the top of the depth chart. Mm-hmm. What does that say about him? We know what he is as a football player,
yes.
But what does it say about him that he's willing to do that and then go out there and not pout and go out there and play at a high level?
Well, that's the key. I mean, he hasn't pouted. And to me, that says everything about the young man. Great football player, obviously. Great person. again, he's going from being the guy, the dude of the team, you know, far as being a quarterback to a position that, again, for us, wide receiver, I mean, has worked hard, you know. So, again, it's just with all the keys we've had here. But for him, again, it just shows a lot about him as a person, the way he was raised. Again, to not complain about anything. Just, hey, if this is your role that we want you to do, take it and go out there and get after it.
Is that a good sign, though, that Garge and Sean can look at other guys who are willing to also lead? I mean, it doesn't have to fall on just Anthony and Sean from that standpoint. Is that a good thing to see that developing with some other players already?
You have to have it. I think Malcolm needs to have a voice for this football team. He's a quarterback. The team captain, again, for when Will Worth was our quarterback. I mean, he wasn't team captain, but Will was, he was the leader. He was the vocal. He was the guy who was out there yelling and screaming and getting guys going. So Ford Higgins, who's very, very vocal, who does it the way he plays and he talks it.
Right.
You know, so some guys just do one or the other. Ford Higgins does them both. He talks the game, but he also plays that way. So for those guys that have guys supporting them in their leadership role, stepping up as well, it's been huge for those guys.
It's hard to unseat an incumbent sometimes at positions, but what does it say for Kendall Wright that he's been able to move in there and take advantage of an opportunity and put himself, at least for now, on top of the depth chart?
He's had all the tools. And sometimes, you know, kids like that, you know, we always sit back as a staff and talk about our personnel. And Kendall was a guy who had all the tools but just needs to do it, take over, take the position. You know, so now that I have this, I'm going to keep it. I'm not giving it back. So, again, for him, it's been huge. I'm happy for him. And again, we're going to play a lot of guys this year. But for him to finally step up and become a starter, it says a lot about the young man.
How different is it at this time this year to be able to just concentrate merely on football at this point in the season?
Obviously, it's refreshing because it tells me that my other part of my life is things were good.
Yeah.
You know, I can focus on my job and focus on trying to, you know, be at my best on Saturday. It's always been, for me, going to a game, it's not all about, you know, X's and O's, but for me, it's just my mind has to be clear so I can think clearly, so I can do the best job that I can to help these kids win a football game. So to have life where it is right now, things are good at home. Jalen's doing great.
All right, pal, appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you, boss.
Navy OC Ivan Jasper and quarterbacks coach as well. Coming up, we'll get the defensive look. Dale Pearson tells us next. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
Since we've had USAA, we've had two claims. We had an auto insurance claim and a homeowner's claim. The auto insurance claim, we were rear-ended, and my daughter was actually in the car when it happened. I called USAA. I downloaded the app, and from there on out, it was a very seamless process. They really understood, and they were actually concerned about my daughter's well-being and her safety.
From the moment he uploaded the photos to taking the damaged vehicle to the auto body and having a rental car there, USAA understands the day-to-day life. This is our home. These are our cars. This is where we pick up our kids from school. This is how we get to work.
I feel USAA is very committed to getting you back on your feet. We're the Bakers, and we're USAA members for life.
See how much you could save with USAA by bundling your auto and home insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Product membership eligibility and bundling savings restrictions apply and are subject to change. Members paid for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliate, San Antonio, Texas.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch who remind you, responsibility matters.
States, 13 institutions, some of the nation's largest markets, over 360,000 students, 2.6 million alumni, and 22 championship caliber sports that make up a Power Six conference known across the country as the American.
Well, Welcome back to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. Time to talk defense with Navy opening up with Hawaii with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. And I'll ask you the same thing I'll ask Ivan and Coach. When you're in preseason camp like this, how do you sift through the amount of players you're trying to sift through to come up with a two and three deep depth chart as you try to get this team ready to go for the start of the season? What are the challenges in trying to evaluate all those guys fairly to make sure you take the right guys with you on the field on Saturday?
Yeah, well, a lot of it starts to happen in spring. So the older guys obviously have a little bit of a jump on the younger guys coming in. We try to create situations where they will show up, you know, different drills, different skellies, one-on-ones. They all get a chance to do that early, and if they show a spark or a sign that they maybe have something, we keep working with them, and then from there it's just, are they better than the older guys that have been here?
You know, obviously in the NFL, they have preseason games to sort this stuff out. You all basically have practice film, and especially with newcomers to the program, is it an adjustment for those guys to realize that every single day they're putting something on film that you all are evaluating that could decide whether they play or whether they end up on the scout team originally?
Yeah, I think for sure the kids are coming from high school. They don't realize that we get two angles of just about everything that's going on. The individual time is filmed. So I think for those guys, it's a shock. I think for the ones that have been here for a year, they realize that the camera doesn't lie. So they know they're out there all the time. So, yeah, I know for the high school guys, it's probably a shock.
This game is all about evolution, offensively, defensively, even in the special teams game with who you have running down on special teams now. And for you all, one of the evolutions has been the striker position. What has been the process that it has evolved into? Not only the position, but the personnel now that you're looking for in that position has changed as well.
Right. In that position, we're looking for a really, really good football player. They're hard to find. So we think we recruited some. You know, we're looking for a guy that has enough size to play the run and also enough speed to play man. A lot of those guys have come from the safety position so far, or corners. Nash was a corner when he came. We moved him to safety. He got to there. But he could probably play safety. Faulkman was a safety in the spring, and then we moved him to striker. He could be a safety easily. Faulkman could probably be a corner. So we're looking for a guy that is physical, that can still be very athletic in space.
I was going to say, you talk about athlete. Faulkman obviously was a outstanding quarterback at Archbishop Spalding, so he kind of brings a little bit of size and athleticism to that position. He, moving from offense to defense, and we see this all the time. You guys, as a staff, you do it offensively to defense, defense sometimes to offense. What's the critical part in getting a new guy established, especially on a different side of the ball?
So if they come over one way or the other, defense to defense, and they jump in with both feet and decide, hey, this is what I'm going to do, this is what the team needs, this is what I would be best at, most of the time they progress much quicker than somebody that has one foot in and, you know, well, maybe they'll move me back if I'm not that, you know, I'm not being very successful. So, you know, Faulkman's a perfect example. I mean, I don't know how much defense he ever played. Somebody told me one snap of defense in high school,
right,
the
early
last
in his
game
career,
or something,
yeah,
or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But he also is very tenacious. I mean, he's a really aggressive kid, which surprises you a little bit, like only being an offensive guy. But he's tough. He plays hard. He likes to hit.
Certainly a familiar face in Tony Grantham back, and obviously COA as well. What do they bring to your staff? And obviously Tony, a guy that you've worked with obviously several years here.
Right, right. When Tony first came, he worked with the D-line with me, and then he became the outside backer coach. What they bring is they've been other places. You know, if I look at myself, I've been here 23 years, so what's happened here is what I know. The same thing happened when Napoleon Sykes came in. The same thing happened when Dan O'Brien came in. You know, they've been other places, so they bring new things to us. Now, we go visit places in the off season, but there's nothing like having somebody in the room that has some experience. And I think Sione brings a tremendous maturity and a guy who's actually been there. I mean, he's actually played for a long time at a very high level. So I love going to his meetings. I mean, that's what he talks about. It's not all X's and O's. It's like, you know, how do I get better? What's my goal today? So you know that he had to think that way as a player. So that they both have brought a tremendous amount. The same thing with Dan and Napoleon. I mean, everybody that comes brings something.
In terms of the evaluation process, to go back to that, is that where you have to have a tremendous amount of trust with those guys within their room and what they're seeing as you all put those names on the board when you're going forward?
Yeah, I we talk about each kid a lot. You know, I probably talk about it more than they'd like to, but I like to get their perspective. And then as I watch practice or I watch, you know, scrimmages, whatever it is, I can say, okay, this is what he said. I'm seeing it or am I not seeing it, you know? Because sometimes things pass by that you don't notice that until somebody points out, wow, this guy's doing this better, mm-hmm. he's doing this better. So we talk about it a lot. Typically, we're not far off of who we think is the one, the two, the three. Who's improving, who's maybe slacking a little bit. So typically, we're pretty close.
Obviously, a chance to see Hawaii with a week zero game. Advantages to at least having something on tape that is fresh from Hawaii as opposed to going in with what could have been unknown if you hadn't seen anything.
Right. We were kind of preparing for what they've done the last couple of years, what they did in 2009 when he was the play caller. And so this sort of allowed us to take some of the stuff out that I was worried about, quite frankly. So, you know, I feel pretty good of what we'll see. And now they'll obviously have a wrinkle or so for us, but they were pretty successful, so I can't imagine they would change too much.
Well, I appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Thank you.
All right.
Bill Pearson makes the calls for the Navy defense. We'll finish this thing up coming up after this on the Navy Radio Network. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. We appreciate you joining us and, of course, plan to join us all season long here as we bring you all the movers and shakers on the Navy Radio Network. Join us again next week for another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine as the Mids take on the Memphis Tigers coming up next Thursday on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today. Federally insured by NCUA, by Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about, and by USAA. We know what it means to serve.